Sorry, I do apologise. Right, okay. Why on earth you want to listen to me again? I don't know why, but I haven't got any fancy pictures or out like that. It's just me. Just enjoy it. If you can. If you want to. Anyway, I've got some lovely, flipping, great news. It's excellent. Anyway, good news. Good news. Yeah, that's it. All right. Okay. There's just an intro here, a couple of pages from Smith Wigglesworth about myself. Sorry, I do apologise. Right, okay, so we're looking at Yorkshire, right? The young fellow just now, where's he gone? He's disappeared. Danny, Sonny. All right. Oh, there you are! I couldn't see you there. Didn't know you were hiding. But he was talking about the changings of languages and stuff and being able to understand what they're saying. I'm afraid sometimes I dip into a good Yorkshire, and you can't understand nothing. So bear with me. Right, so we're talking about me, right, which I love doing. I'm sorry, I can't help it. I've been asking the Lord for joy, yeah? Real joy, because I've had too many hardships. Anyway, so here we go. Born in 1953, so 53 to 67, right? I was in a Pentecostal family. My nan and granddad were Pentecostal. Mum and dad were Pentecostal. My two sisters were Pentecostals. So we were going to church three times a day, three times on a Sunday. Boring. Sorry. So went along with it. I went along with it, yeah? Giving my life to Christ. But did I? See, a little bit of drama there. Did I? Right, being baptised because it was the thing to do. I got baptised because it was the thing to do. I'm sorry, I'm being honest. Right, so the family, my dad, decided that we would move to Essex, yeah, to give me a better chance of a job rather than working in a mine, in a coal mine. Which is a lovely idea, but there you go. As soon as we got down here to the darkest Essex, I went to a place called, Grace Pentecostal Church. So I was about 12, 13, something like that. And I soon got really bored with it, yeah? Again. And I wanted to go my own way, right? Pretty cool. Right, so I went on a new path. My new path was smoking dope, dropping acid, and drinking lots of beer. Sorry. I mean, if it's offending you, don't listen. Finally, I got through that, and I kept a menial job for a little while, yeah? It was in Stamford, actually. And I went to art college because that's what I wanted to do. So I went to art college for 6 years, right? I'm trying to be quick here. And as soon as I left in 78 with a Bachelor of Arts degree in sculpture and fine art. And I got a job almost straight away, yeah? So don't forget, I'm not with God at the moment, yeah? But God supplied this job straight away. We just got married, me and my wife Jackie, and the first kiddie was on the way. Now, I was given a blessing, Lord. He was such a lovely heady department. He gave me lots and lots of bits and pieces of part-time teaching. And I'll tell you what this is all about in a minute, because most of you know anyway. But I was teaching, I had a series of 3 days a week teaching life drawing, yeah? So that's 16 students with easels, a life model, And you had to get round all these people to talk about the work and what they're doing. Now, one of these students decided that it'd be a great idea to work from the model's changing room, which is on the top of the model's changing room. So I couldn't get to him, right? This is Tim Harrell, by the way. Right? And it's 3 days teaching, and the second day, it didn't appear. The third day, he came in. I said, where you been? He said, I went to Southend. I said, what for? You're supposed to be here drawing. He said, I went to Southend. What are you going to do about it? Anyway, about 3 years later, this lad came back to me. And I must have said to him as a student that my father helped build a church in Rossington, in Yorkshire. And he came back and said this to me. I thought, what's he doing back? He was a pain in the... And I said, what's happened to you then? He said, oh, I've become a Christian. I thought, oh, no. Here we go. He's going to bash me on the head. He's going to tell me about God, blah, blah, blah. But he didn't, bless him. And what I used to do is, because some of the students like to work late, I hope you're enjoying that, David. Because the students sometimes work late, I used to have a kettle and tea and coffee and stuff so they could have a drink. So knowing Tim, he catches onto this and goes, ha-ha, I can have a cup of tea at 4 o'clock. So he used to come to me, and bless him, he never ever hit me with the Bible at all. And one day he came, and what it was during the, it must have been about April, May. We used to put a great big exhibition, so there was 250 students every year. So you'd have 2 years of students, so that's 400 or 500 students, work being put up on the wall and stuff. So that was a big challenge at the time. Now, I used to work in what they called the workshop, the 3D workshop, sculpture department. Yeah. and so, because of my talent and wonderfulness that I am. And anyway, he came in one day and he said to me, it was one of these summer days. I'd had a really hard job. I'd been married a couple of years. I'd had a little kiddie who didn't like sleeping a lot. Thank you, Lord. Anyway, so he said, are things going all right? And I said, no, in fact, I'm really fed up. I'm fed up with the job. I'm fed up with the wife. I'm fed up with the kids. It's driving me mad. And he said, oh, come on, we'll sit outside. And I sat outside and he said, do you mind if I pray for you? And I thought, oh, here we go. And I said, I don't mind, go on. So we sat there, and he put his hand on my shoulder. As soon as he did that and he started to pray, I couldn't stop laughing. Yeah? I couldn't stop laughing. Then I started crying. Then I was laughing. Then I was crying. I went, oi, slow down, what's this about? And he said, it's about a bit of Essex there, wasn't it? He said, it's God blessing you. I said, you're joking, that's brilliant. And sorry, Lord, but the sentence we use is, and this is what I said to him, it's better than dope, isn't it? Sorry. Within a week, I was back at church again, crying my heart out. And I'm sure the church went like that to the front, you know? So I'm sitting at the back and the church has gone like that and I've run forward to the front and I was crying my heart out, etc., etc. And I came back to the Lord. So that's Tim Harrell, our beautiful brother, etc., etc., blah, 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 bless him. During this time at work, I've just got to mention this because I'm really blessed today about who's here. Mr. Wilson, during this time at work, Pete used to offer his little place so the Christians would go and have a cup of tea and pray together. And there was healings done as well, weren't there? And it was such a blessing. He got me through it. And I'm really pleased Peter's here today because he can witness this. I'm sorry, I don't want to do this. I do want to do this.
Are you sure?
No, I'm not. Anyway, so so we very often, with prompting from other people, used to pray for my wife, Jackie. Now, I've been back with the Lord 30-odd years, 35, 36, I can't remember. And she's still not saved. But we used to pray, and I used to shed so many tears in that little place of Peter's. But thank God, it was such a sanctuary at that place at work to go to Pete's, have a cup of tea, meet with Christians that thought the same. It was beautiful. Sorry about that. Okay, so this is from like a questionnaire that Andy put out, and I don't like questionnaires. I don't want to answer your questions. Anyway, so the scriptures, sorry. I'm glad you're laughing, Gillian. The scriptures that we read, yeah? We read the Bible left, right and centre year after year, and then sometimes we read something and we go, I never saw that. That's amazing. And Ephesians 1, 19 to 21, God says, I'm going to give you the same power that rose Christ from the dead. And it blew my mind. This is this year, isn't it? One of the Seeking God things. And it really blew my mind. That power we've got it. Yeah? That power, it must be fantastic, mustn't it, eh? But I always remember, when I was a kiddie, when I was ill, I was always sent to my grandma's, and I would stay there and stuff like that. And in the mornings, they would have breakfast, clear the table, and sit there, pray, and read Psalm 23. Every day, Psalm 23. So it's something in my heart that really... Yeah, it reminds me of that sort of thing. But what it is that we can come back to the word 100 times and see something brand new. Yeah? I don't know why I brought this up. But I've been reading this over the last two or three weeks in the evenings. And it's such a blessing to read these things, to read the Psalms. Anyway, I don't know where I am now. There's a thing here to do with praying for trust in God. And I'm sorry, being honest again, I don't find it easy. Yeah? I don't find it easy to trust anyone. I don't know whether that was my upbringing or whatever, but I just find it really hard. But I was thinking about this, pondering this, the other couple of weeks ago, And I just so happened to read this thing in the Bible that told us that it's a section where it says if a Christian is married to an unbeliever, he's still got to love her, etc., 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 and vice versa. And it always reminds me of Jackie and the boys and stuff. But I read that section and it says that they are covered by me. My wife is covered by me and my children. That is such a blessing. And sometimes we forget it. Or you do if you're thick and what's it like me. Anyway. I know it sounds really silly, but there you go, that's what you get from me. This year we've had a difficult time. It's not a difficult time, it was just dark. Our friend, bless her, she lost her husband last year. And through talking in the, April, May, something like that, she decided she wanted to take us on holiday. Yeah, and we go to Suffolk quite a lot. But what I didn't understand or realise is that she wanted to go back there so that she could visit all the old haunts that her and her husband used to go to. So it was hard work. So Jackie said to me quietly, said, I've booked this lovely lodge in a caravan park. that Cake and Ales, lovely place. Sorry. And I went, oh, brilliant. And then she said, but I've told Sally. What does that mean, love? That means she's coming with us. Lord, thank you for my wife. Anyway, so I'm saying, right, okay, Lord, prepare me for this. I've got to do the same thing. Whew. And I thought, right, these lodges, we stayed there a couple of years ago. And I thought, by now, it must be a mess. The furniture must be worn out, etc., etc. Probably could do with a good coat of paint. But we got there, and this cleaning lady, beautiful, gorgeous woman, came out and said, oh, this is ready for you now. I said, that's a brand new one. She said, yeah. Someone said, Lord, what's this about? And I said to Jackie, we're going in there and looking around. It's fantastic inside. I said, how come? She said, I don't know. It's beautiful, isn't it? She said, and it only was half price. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, bless her. Visions for TCF. Right, I've got to tell you this. I'm being honest. I'm going to turn away so you can't hear me. No, we're here. When I was in GPC, I used to call TCF TCP. Right? Now, TCP, for them that don't know, it's a chemical that was used for heal all, etc., etc. You know what I mean? And that's what I used to call it. But now, God's gone, I'm going to change that around, pal. So, some time ago, I had a vision. And what it was, it was two angels here with two great big vats, right? One vat had wine in it, one had oil in it, and they were pouring it onto TCF, yeah? The wine was pure joy, yeah? The oil was pure healing, yeah? And if you remember your word, when people got healed, they went and praised God, yeah? They were happy about it. Right. But we have to be patient. Those things are there, but we have to be patient. So thank you for listening to me. I hope it filled the criteria. Yeah. If you want to see me again, I'll be at... sorry. Thank you very much. Don't, please don't. You can.